Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
The sales trap. What is it? And why is it important that you recognize it? One thing that I see all the time with sales organizations is that if they're not careful, great periods of success are followed by great periods of failure. In fact, many of my clients will say, "We're having such a great year. We're having a record month or a record quarter. We don't need training. We don't need coaching. We're on top of the world." And then 2 months later, one quarter later, or the next year, they have no prospects to sell to. Why does this happen? Well, you spend months or weeks or days, depending on how long your sales cycle is, filling the sales pipeline. And let's face it, for most salespeople, that's a task they dislike. It involves cold calling, asking for referrals, qualifying opportunities, the grunt work of sales. And then all of a sudden, orders start flowing in, proposals get accepted, presentations get requested, and the fun part really begins. For most salespeople, they feel like, woohoo, the fire hose is finally unleashed and all the sales are coming in. We have a short memory. And sales reps start to think, sales leaders start to think, I never have to do that boring, hard drudgery of sales prospecting again. And they're busy taking orders. But what they forgot is all the hard work that got them to that place. What they forget is that it took them 6 weeks of hard prospecting to get the pipeline full to a place where they could close sales. And at the end of the period, when the quarter is ended and the sales are either closed or lost, there's nothing left in the pipeline. They literally have drained the pipeline dry. And now all of a sudden, there's no one to sell to. And so what happens? After giving their head a shake and scaring themselves a little bit and whining and moaning and bemoaning that there's no business out there, they start to prospect. And of course, in those weeks or months that it takes to prospect and fill the new pipeline, there are no sales coming in. And that is the sales trap. Your job as a sales leader is to ensure that no matter how busy your sales team is taking orders, they are always putting new leads in the top end of that sales pipeline. The prospecting that you do today is only going to yield you profits in the weeks or months or maybe even years to come. And so it's important that you prospect on a regular basis, if of course you want revenue on a regular basis. Hey, if you're okay with selling a lot 1 month and selling nothing the next month and selling a lot the next month and selling nothing the next month, then go ahead, fall into the sales trap. But I don't know about you, for me, that causes a lot of gray hair. I would much rather see consistent revenues over time.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.